driving on stormy nights can become so difficult that you may wish you had the eyes of a night creature, like an owl or a tarsier. What's a tarsier? Well, it's like a... Look, it doesn't matter. Bosch Night Performance Wiper Blades reduce blur and glare, clearing away rain, so you can drive even better than a tarsier, whatever that is. Night vision has evolved. Bosch Night Performance Wiper Blades.
Off the Ball Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I wouldn't do that because that would be in the
Why can't I say naughties?
Because that's too vague.
And again,
but he just said 80s.
Quizmaster discretion. Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up, AC Milan turn their attentions to another Premier League winger as the Marcus Rashford trail runs cold. Pep Guardiola wants another Manchester City star to commit the rest of their career to the club, and an Ireland under 21 defender is on the move. First up today, Anthony will have the chance to reinvigorate his career at Real Betis. A €95 million signing from Ajax 2.5 years ago. An agreement is now in place for the Brazilian to spend the rest of this season in Seville. According to Fabrizio Romano, there's no option for Betis to make the deal permanent though. Anthony is due to travel to Spain for a medical, with the hope he'll be available for next weekend's La Liga trip to Mallorca. AC Milan have reportedly turned their attentions to Chelsea's João Félix after a move for Marcus Rashford hit the buffers. Rashford wasn't involved yet again as Manchester United lost 3-1 at home to Brighton. Milan had been among the first to express an interest in taking the 27-year-old on loan for the rest of the season. However, ESPN's Mark Ogden reports Rashford would prefer a move to Barcelona if they can find room on their wage bill. Borussia Dortmund have also shown an interest in taking Rashford on loan. Milan remain in the market for a forward player this month, with Rashford's teammates Rasmus Højlund and Joshua Zirkzee both on their radar, as is João Félix. The Portuguese playmaker has been used as a cup player this season by Enzo Maresca, managing just 3 starts in the Premier League. Meanwhile, Ruben Amorim keeps insisting he hasn't seen enough in training from Rashford to warrant a return to their matchday squads.
Guys, like you said, is his choice. And I don't want to focus this bad moment, because in this moment, Rashford is not here. In the last games that we lost, Rashford was not here. So I don't want to put this moment on Rashford. Rashford is out of this moment because he's not playing. And no matter what, I'm not going to put a player that I don't believe is the best for the team. That's all.
Amorim wrote his own headlines yesterday by claiming this United squad is maybe the worst in the club's history. Yesterday's loss to Brighton means United remain closer to the relegation zone than the top four. United have collected 11 points from 11 league games since Amorim replaced Erik ten Hag in November. 3 wins and 2 draws. The United boss says he won't be changing his system and believes only hard work on the training ground can lift them out of their slump.
I knew that was going to be hard to put a completely new idea in the moment. But then when you lose games, you don't have that luck to win 3 games in a row. It's becoming really hard. So that's why I'm telling that we are going to suffer, because I will continue to do the same. So to help my players is to give them the tools to play in this way. But then without training is really hard. Then without training in losing games, and you can feel it in the end of the game. Everybody was changing position, was not in, and that is something that I will not see again. We can lose, but we have to maintain position. If I want to show some difference, I just want to help my players. I want to show so to the media or to the fans, I put 2 strikers. I didn't put 2 strikers because if I put 2 strikers, it is going to be more difficult for them to understand the way we play. So I'm just here to try to help my players, but we need to understand that we are breaking all the bad records. So it's a proud thing we need to change.
You could jump over a mini jar. Did you ever hear about that?
No.
Duncan McKenzie.
What?
He could jump over a mini. He could do 2 things. He could jump over a mini and he could throw a golf ball the length of the pitch.
What?
Over the length of the pitch.
How does it work? Does he take a long run up?
No, we were in the dressing room shortly after he arrived. He said, "Hey, Duncan, what about this, you know, jumping over the mini business? You know, we don't believe you, you know." So there was a mini out in the car park. So we said, "Right, come on and show us out there." And we walked out. And it's quite high, the mini.
Yeah.
What he did, actually, Jack, he sort of only strolled up to it two or three strides. And I honestly thought he was going to turn back and say, oh, look, lads, I'm only joking. Hopped over it. Hopped over the mini.
In one go?
In one go. Hopped over it. And then we got him out on the pitch. And he threw the ball from one end of the pitch ball onto the terraces.
A golf ball?
A golf ball.
And does this mean that he was amazing at long throws and also...
No, it meant nothing. It meant nothing. In fact, it became a bit of a joke with the lads that the reason they spent 250 grand on him was because he could jump the mini and throw the ball the length of the pitch.
Pep Guardiola's urged Phil Foden to join Erling Haaland in committing the rest of his career to Manchester City. Foden took his recent tally to 6 goals in 6 games by scoring twice in City's 6-0 demolition of Ipswich at Portman Road. Foden's latest 5-year contract doesn't expire until 2027, but Guardiola hopes the playmaker will remain a one-club man.
I said many times he will improve, but of course there's no desire personally like me that could not be a one-man club and finish his career here and play many, many years, because Wolfsburg here is incredible City fan, and at that age what we won, and the man of games, the man of goals, the man of assists, the man of ethic, work ethic. So, and yeah, we saw it, we talked many times the last month, yeah, 2-3 weeks, month, it was a completely different boy, like arriving at the beginning of the season. I struggled a lot with many, few problems, because they are human beings. And sometimes when you are in a long, long career, sometimes you have a setback, it's normal. But we are really pleased that he's happy again and enjoying playing, and that is really good for all of us.
City will complete the purchases of both Abdelkadir Kusunov and Omar Marmoush this week. Kusunov just needs to pass his medical to complete a €50 million move from Lens, while City have agreed an €80 million deal with Eintracht Frankfurt for Marmoush. Ireland under-21 defender Alex Murphy is leaving Newcastle on loan. The Galway United youth product is to spend the rest of this season at League One playoff hopefuls Bolton. Murphy's made just 5 starts in Premier League Two for Newcastle's under-21s this season, having made the bench for a handful of the senior side's early season games in the Premier League. He'll join a Bolton squad that sits 3 points outside the playoffs after Saturday's 2-2 draw with Cambridge. Lyon's highly sought-after Rayan Cherki could leave the club this month for as little as €22 million. According to reports, Lyon have a verbal agreement with the 21-year-old that he can go if any club matches that valuation. Borussia Dortmund, Bayer Leverkusen and Liverpool are among the clubs that have been linked with Cherki in recent months. He scored 3 goals and provided 3 assists for Lyon this season. And Wolves boss Vitor Pereira says they need to learn from their mistakes if they want to maintain their Premier League status. A win at Chelsea tonight will take them 3 points clear of the relegation zone. Chelsea know if they win, they'll move into the top four. Pereira's side are on a 3-match winless run in the top flight.
We need to look for the lucks the last game, understand the way that we concede the goals, the way that we miss it, the goals, a clear picture for us. And this is the basis to start our work